Dr. Christopher Ames is the 10th president of the Sage Colleges. Coming to the school after serving most recently as provost at Shepherd University, the public liberal arts university of West Virginia. Dr. Ames, who began his tenure at Sage in July and was inaugurated last Friday, explains why he decided to take over the leadership at the Sage Colleges.
I began my career as an academic, as a professor of literature at a women's college in Atlanta, Agnes Scott College, and taught there for 15 years before beginning my administrative career. And I've always remained interested in how women's colleges have dealt with the changing environment that they're in. And the Sage Colleges is a particularly creative and interesting response to it. Like a lot of women's colleges, they've developed graduate programs which are co-ed by law, but they also developed their junior college and then into a four-year co-ed campus that they maintain as well. And I saw that as both really fascinating and also as a challenge, because it gives a Sage a really complex identity that's not always easy to communicate in a short elevator speech. So it seemed a great institution that posed some real challenges to help it thrive in a really competitive environment and tied into the mission of women's colleges, which I've always really believed in, of providing access to higher ed and expanded access. But the area also was an appeal to me. I was born in New Jersey. My father was a New York City high school teacher. My wife grew up in Westchester County. On Hastings on Hudson, we've always had good ties with the Hudson River Valley and that area. And in terms of places to live, this seemed great as well. And I think there's a connection between the two, because I think all the exciting things that are happening in Troy and Albany now are a real plus for the institution and in recruiting students. So all that came together to make it a really appealing opportunity for me.
I noticed one of your academic backgrounds is film. You've taught film. You've studied film. What does that bring to your academic career, and what does that bring to your leadership at Sage?
That's an interesting question, and I'd broaden it a little bit. My background is in literature and film, and what ties those two together for me is that they're both really powerful narrative forms, and I think that my study of and appreciation of narrative, how people make sense of the world by telling stories of it, has served me well as an educational administrator, too. It's important in fundraising. People have a narrative about their lives, and you have a narrative about your institution, and you look about how those things intersect. It's important in being able to communicate a vision about where an institution is going, which is picking up a story in the middle and taking it forward. And it's important for serving students who are really trying to build the narrative of their own lives. So I think that kind of scholarly background, as well as the practical background in the classroom, fits really well with what I do now as a college administrator.
You've been at Sage now since July of 2017. You've been there on the job a few months. What has surprised you? Anything?
Well, a variety of things. One that I already mentioned, I was surprised to see what an interesting and rapidly developing and thriving community was in downtown Troy. One of the pluses, I think, of the Troy campus is that, you know, students can literally walk across the street, walk to bookstores, coffee shops, interesting restaurants, a great farmer's market. And then the Albany campus, which has a very different feel, even though our students move back and forth between the two, I knew even less about that. And the proximity to Albany Med, the partnerships that we have with Albany College of Law and College of Pharmacy, and then, of course, the proximity of the capital. I guess what a great part of the country it is and how many economic opportunities there are for our graduates came into much sharper focus when I actually lived here. The other thing, I wouldn't necessarily say it's a surprise, but everyone talks about how special their students are. And the interaction I've had with students on the Sage campuses, they really are an exciting, energized, articulate, aware group of students, and extremely friendly and welcoming. And so that may not exactly be a surprise, but I'll say it lived up to the hype in a way that was very pleasing for me.
Dr. Christopher Ames is the 10th president of the Sage Colleges. He was inaugurated last Friday.